Welcome to the Luke Mindpower Podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm super pumped to spend some precious time with you today and help you bring out more of your greatness, because I know you have it. Let's get inspired, motivated, and move one step closer towards inner peace and healing. It's time to step out of your comfort zone and say yes to life. You are enough, and I believe in you. Let's get this episode started.
What's up, everyone? Hope you're doing amazing. Welcome to episode number 160 of the Luke Mindpower Podcast. Thank you for being with us today. I hope that you enjoy this podcast episode. And whether you are on the treadmill, going for a walk, you're doing your cardio for the day, or maybe you're just chilling at home, or you're cooking or something, I hope that you take in this wisdom and it helps you become more self-aware of the things that you're tolerating in your life, or that you're allowing in your life, that are stopping you from finding more inner peace. That's definitely something that is a process, and anything in life that's worthwhile of having is challenging to attain. And I think that one of the biggest problems with us in terms of living our dreams and not living our fears is just the fact that it does require a lot of patience. So I hope that this gives you the inspiration today to take a breath, you know, and realize and reflect on how far you've come. And, you know, I've always used self-reflection as a really powerful tool, and it's a really powerful mindset in terms of looking back at your journey so far. And, you know, just self-analyzing it and questioning yourself as to, you know, where you're at in your life, if you're happy with what you've achieved so far, because this is the evidence is right here for you to look at and go, well, this is what I've done with my life so far. This is what I've done, you know, and you have this ability to become self-aware, to look at that and go, okay, so every single piece of action that I've taken, every choice that I've made, every decision that I've made, everything that I've done in my life up until now has given me these results. Am I content with that? Am I happy with that? Ask yourself these questions, man, because everything that you do every single day leads to who you become tomorrow. And, you know, that's why it's really important to have a vision. It's really important to have goals. It's really important for you to be aware of that, because you can easily just continue to live the life that you've been living up until now. And, you know, the truth is that your life won't change if you don't change. You know, I'm realizing so much now as I'm growing, and you know, as you age as well, life definitely humbles you, that's for sure. You know, but I look back at like who I was 10 years ago and who I am today, and it's like, you know, I was having a few conversations with some family members over the weekend and spending some time there, because there's a few birthdays as well as my own in a few days, 22nd of September. But just noticing how different I am compared to who I was 10 years ago, or even 6 years ago, 7 years ago, or even when I was 20, 25, 27, 29. Like, it's a completely different person. And if you'd known me 10 years ago, as much as I can say that, you know, yeah, but you grow, like as you grow, you mature. Yeah, but, you know, there's a difference between the way you think. There's a difference between the way you speak. There's a difference between your energy. There's a difference between your confidence. There's a difference, you know, you have the ability to work on these areas of your life and become a better version of yourself. You know, you can basically transform your whole life. You can say, I'm not happy or content, right? You can say, hey, you know, I'm grateful for my life and what I've achieved so far, but I can do better. You know, I can become more. Right, Jim Rohn says that, you know, you can have more than you've got, because you can become more than you are. Right, and it's not about getting lost in the whole, you know, aspect of materialism and the external world, but you can become more of who you are, which can help you make more of a positive impact in the world. You know, that's kind of my mission anyway. And so you can develop these skill sets of being more self-confident, you know, practicing self-acceptance, loving yourself more, right? if you want better in your life, ladies and gentlemen, you need to become a better version of yourself. If you're happy with the results that you have so far in your life, then stay the same and don't do anything different. Don't get out of your comfort zone, right? Let fear control you. Let your anxiety control you. Let your depression control you. Let your overthinking control you. Let your self-doubt control you. Because if you continue to do that, you'll continue to live the life that you've always lived. And I'm being serious. Let it keep controlling you. You have this choice to allow myself to continue to live in thinking that I'm not good enough, in thinking that I can't be better, in thinking that I'm not intelligent, in thinking that I'm stupid, in thinking that I'm not capable. Because many of us have gone through certain experiences, given our own self-confidence level in life because of certain X, Y, and Z experiences when we were 10 or 15 or 7, whatever trauma that is for you, whatever abuse that was for you, whatever painful experiences that you went through. And so you can allow that to continue to govern your life. Like, I really hope you're listening right now. Whoever's listening to this, please let this speak to your heart. You have a choice. Everything is a state of mind. Your life is a state of mind. Okay. And some of us have just got these ingrained, powerful, powerful subconscious programming, wiring. Like, we've been hardwired to think that we're not good enough. We've been hardwired. Where does that hardwiring come from? You know, let me not speak to, just off on the top of the ocean. Let me go deeper so that you can really understand how this actually works. There's a deeper meaning as to why you think the way you think. And the deeper that you go in understanding and doing your own self-analysis, doing your own research, really looking at why you are the way that you are and asking yourself, am I happy with the way that I am? If I'm not, why am I like this? What has been infiltrated in my mind? What has been that which has made such an impression in the way that I think about myself that this is the results that I've gotten in my life? This is who I am. And I'm not content. I think I can be better. I want to overcome this. If you have any sort of desire for a next level of life, you have any sort of desire for more success, you have any sort of desire to be happier, to have more inner peace, then I'm speaking to you. If you have any more desire for that next level of life, then you want to do some work on you. Okay? You don't have to start by getting a coach. You can start by being your own coach. Okay? This is not a message to say, hey, come and work with me, man. My podcast is free. I'm here to give you information that I've learned because I took the time to say, you know what? I'm going to take full responsibility of my life and I'm going to figure out why I live so much in fear. Why I let self-doubt control me, why I feel so insecure, why I overthink all the time. I'm going to ask myself some questions. And I know I'm not the only one. I know that there's millions of us out there that are suffering with this. But let me go back to the impression that's been made on our mind. You know, we live in a really, really fast evolving world, and technology, although it is so amazing and having access to answers so quickly with Google and YouTube and social media, it is so easy for you to be lost in the algorithm of how these social media platforms work, let alone they did a really great job in psychologically programming our mind into a negative state by brainwashing us when we're watching the TV. And so now we do live in a lot of fear simply because of all of that negative information that we've constantly, consistently been consuming every single day. come home, or not even come home, wake up, turn on the TV. Let's watch the morning news and have a coffee and have breakfast while we're watching the morning news, right? Same thing. Get in the car, drive to work. I did it for freaking 20, like 15 years, long time, even longer. Get in the car, turn on the radio. Sit in the car for an hour and a half, drive into work, listen to the radio. What's on the radio? Every 15 minutes, there's a news break. Every 20 minutes, there's a news break. Yeah, let's program their minds into a more of a negative state by telling them about all the bad things that are going on around the world. Come home from work, turn on the TV, watch the news. Let's have dinner. Let's get programmed a little bit more, right? We're not realizing how much of an impact. And you know what? I'm not even here to judge the media companies. They're just doing they're doing what they, you know, need to do to build their companies, for them to be, to give people jobs, because there's genuine people working in those corporations that are trying to make a living. I'm not here to judge anyone. Your self-awareness is what I'm talking about, okay? I'm talking about you becoming aware of what you're allowing to be programmed into your mind, because every single thing that you do every single day makes an impression on your subconscious mind. And so you have a choice. You can either control your mind, or you can be controlled by your mind. That's how powerful it is. It's like your brain is like something that is here in your body, in your head, but the outside world can also be controlling it by your conscious decisions of what you decide to surround yourself with, what you allow in your proximity. And I think this is a beautiful approach, because I've never kind of approached it like this. I've always had this like freaking aggression and like, you know, don't watch the TV. And it's like, well, no, you can do whatever the hell you want. It's not even the TV's fault. It's not the media company's fault. Sure, I know I say they don't want you to win. But the truth is, you have to want to win. You have to want to succeed. You have to want to be in control. Okay? It's no one's fault. You know, you can sit here, and you've heard me say this before, that we can sit and live in a victim mindset. You know, like I could easily go back to what I used to say, that I was unlucky, or that my parents left me when I was 20, and I compared myself to my friends because they had a house to live in. Their parents didn't move away, you know, and I felt neglected, abandoned, that my parents, when I was 20 years old, built themselves a house 2 hours away. And when I came back from Poland back in 2004, they left. And I didn't have a house to live in. And I didn't want to move 2 hours away from Sydney, because I grew up in Sydney and all my friends were here and this was my hood. So I chose to stay. And then I resented my parents. I resented them because I was like, you guys left me. You guys left me. I had to now live with my sisters, and I have to pay rent, and I have to do things on my own. Right. So I had a lot of resentment towards my parents. So then I was using this victim mindset to say, I'm not better off because of you. And I would say that a lot. So whatever you've been through, whatever challenge you've been through, whatever's happened to you, you have that choice to live in that state of, I am screwed because of what I went through. I'm screwed because of what happened to me when I was 13. And guess what? If you keep living, and I'm not trying to discredit your trauma or your pain, but it's just your awareness to it. It's saying, okay, now that you know that, and that you know that's hurt you, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to let that control you for the rest of your life, or are you going to stand up for yourself? Are you going to invest time, which is the most precious commodity in this planet? You cannot buy it. You can't get it back. Every single day that goes and that you wake up to is another day closer to your death. And really, this life is up to you to choose, you know, how do I want to feel every day? What kind of experiences do I want to take myself through? What kind of people do I want to surround myself with? What kind of thoughts do I want to think? Because in your actions, you can create the reality that you want. Is it easy? No, it's not easy. Is it hard? Yeah, it's hard. But are you going to do it hard? Because it's worth it? Absolutely. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But life is hard regardless. If you want to achieve massive success, there's fucking work to do. Don't think that just because other people have reached massive abundance and success that life is easy. They got their shit to deal with. Just because I am who I am versus who I was 10 years ago, does that mean that I don't have freaking emotions and feelings and stress and stuff that I need to deal with every single day? No, I got to freaking still put up with shit. I got to deal with different problems now. This is, you know, we look at other people, we compare ourselves to other people thinking that their life is perfect. Because we see someone in a freaking paradise island or having a break or a holiday and we think, oh my God, I wish I had that life. But you have no idea what somebody's dealing with, what they're going through internally. A lot of the times we are living with this beautiful facade as if we've all got it all figured out, but really we're unhappy inside. And so your awareness to how you are controlling your life and where you want to go. You know, I've heard this a lot. You know, I'm really sensitive. So that's your excuse, right? That's your excuse that, you know, I can't grow confidence or I can't believe in myself or, you know, I'm insecure or, you know, I'm an empath. Like I want you to be mindful of the words that you speak, because saying that I'm sensitive is not an excuse for you to run from your emotions, for you to run away from fear, for you to let fear control you, to let other people control you, to let your family control you, to let people in your proximity control you, to let your people at your work control you because you say that you're sensitive. That's a bullshit excuse. And let me tell you why I'm saying that and why I can say that is because I used to say that shit, okay? And I'm the one that is always going to speak from my own experiences, from everything that I've gone through. You know, I have a disclaimer on my website that says I am not a psychologist. I did not go to uni. I don't have any university degrees. What are my qualifications? I have life education. I'm self-educated. I'm self-taught. I learned from my own fucking pain. I went through my own shit. Am I still sensitive? Of course, but I'm not letting that control me. You know, we use these words and these terms to define us, to make us feel or think that we cannot grow. That you can't build self-confidence, that you can't be a better version of yourself, that you can't speak your truth, that you can't stand up for yourself. That is a load of shit. And I used to say it all the time, you know, I'm sensitive. Yeah, but and what? So I'm sensitive, so I can't live my dreams. I'm sensitive, so I'm not good enough. I'm sensitive, so I can't do things I've never done before. Keep saying that shit. Being sensitive is beautiful. It's a type of energy. It's a type of way. But if you continue to allow yourself to be this shrunken down version of yourself, that I'm not capable. Bullshit. You're not capable. I have my best friend's mom. Her name is Louisa. She works with me. She's 69 years young, and she's freaking extraordinary. And she says, I'm sensitive, but she's fucking learning and she's growing and she's learned to love herself and she's working with me. And she never believed that she could do what she's doing. And she's freaking amazing. But she could stop and say, oh, I don't think I could do that. I'm sensitive. Fuck off, man. Seriously. I'm speaking this facts, man. I'm speaking the truth because someone out there is going to listen to this and they're going to get triggered. And I hope I trigger you. You know why? Because being triggered is great. It lets you know that there's shit to work on. You can either fall back and let your triggers control you, or you can stand up, speak your truth and say, fuck this. I'm not going to allow my triggers to control me anymore. I'm going to face my fears. I'm going to face that shit. I'm going to stand up. Even if my voice shakes, I'm going to speak it. Because I don't know how long I have to go in this lifetime. And soon I'm going to be dead. So choose. Choose your heart. Living a shit life for the rest of your life or standing up for yourself. And not letting your fears, not letting your overthinking, people telling, oh, you should stop overthinking. No, you don't need to stop overthinking. You just need to speak your truth. You don't need to stop doubting yourself. You just need to take action and believe in yourself. And know that everybody has a different mindset. Everybody's brain has been programmed and conditioned a specific way. And it's okay for you to have the mind that you have. But what's not okay is for you to be controlled by it. That's not okay. It's your job to take responsibility of your life and start being in control and start making the right choices and decisions for your life. Stop allowing your past to control you. Start living in the present, being more conscious and saying, where do I want to be in 3 years' time? Because every single day matters. Every single day, everything that you do today matters who you become tomorrow. Don't focus on what other people are doing. Focus on how you're growing. Focus on how you're becoming a better version of yourself. Focus on what you're doing today. Because before you know it, in the click of a fingers, it's 12 months later. Again, remember, everything comes down to your feelings and your emotions. How do you want to feel? What kind of life do you want to have? Do I still want to be feeling insecure and not living my dreams, living my fears? Do I still want to be in that toxic relationship that I'm in? Do I still want to be working in that toxic workspace that I've been working in for the last 5 years, but I haven't become aware that it's actually toxic? It's not empowering, doesn't lift me up, doesn't help me become a better version of myself, doesn't bring out the best in me. Surround yourself with stuff that brings out the best in you, and you will become a better version of yourself continuously. Get control of your life. I tell you, this is one of the things that I never had for so many years, and I didn't know how to get it either. And so now that I have it, I will not lose it because I'm so grateful and I'm so proud of what I've become and what I've done to achieve this. And whether people understand me or they don't, that's not my problem. Whether people understand you or they don't is not your problem. Remember, what other people think of you is not as important as what you think of yourself. As a man thinketh. If you think you can, if you think you're great, you're great. If you think that you're shit, if your mind has been programmed because of someone else's pain, someone else put you through some bullshit experiences because they are suffering inside, and now you can sit there and say, my mind has been programmed in a really negative way because of this toxic experience or negative experience because of this person for the last 20 years. And that's why I think that I'm not enough. That's why I think that I'm not intelligent. That's why I think that I'm not capable of becoming a better version of myself. That's why I think that I can't be successful. That's why I think that I will never find someone better than this person because they keep telling me you're never going to find someone better than me. And that's why you're not going to live your dreams. You have a choice today. Because if you think that you cannot do something, it's in your head. Your thoughts create your reality. Your thoughts. Think, right? You know, I know you've probably heard this before. Maybe you haven't. Every time you get a negative thought, they say replace it with three positive thoughts. Now, it's not necessarily about replacing it with a positive thought. It's about changing your freaking environment. It's about what you're surrounding yourself with. It's about what you're watching on TV. It's about what you're listening to on the radio. It's about you being more conscious of what you are consuming every single day. What are you consuming is up to you in what you choose to surround yourself with. Yes, speaking positively to yourself, talking to yourself in the mirror, talking to yourself when you're at the shopping center, and telling yourself that you're amazing, or driving and talking to yourself, asking yourself some questions. How do I feel today? What do I want to do today? How much do I really love myself? Talk to yourself, have your own back. Positive affirmations. Let yourself know that you're amazing. Don't think that you're amazing, right? Don't be afraid to speak to yourself. That definitely does help. Right? Writing stuff on in a journal is obviously really good as well. But your environment is what creates who you become. Just like a beautiful garden, you want that garden to flourish. You want it to grow. You want it to be beautiful. What do you do? You take care of it. You water it. Make sure it gets sunlight. And it will grow if you take care of it. Just like we are the same. We will not flourish and blossom and grow if we are in a shit place, shit energy. It's your job to say, okay, I got myself into this predicament. This was not what I planned. How do I change it? What kind of plan can I create now? What kind of vision can I manifest? You can do it.
Hey guys, one more quick announcement. One of my favorite quotes is by an author called C. Joybell C. And it goes like this. We can't be afraid of change. You may feel very secure in the pond that you are in, but if you never venture out of it, you will never know that there is such a thing as an ocean, a sea. Holding on to something that is good for you now may be the very reason why you don't have something better. So over 4 years ago, I did a speaking course through Mind Valley, which changed my life. That's why I'm here speaking, doing this. They do work. Now, I've decided to develop something to help you do the same. So in saying that, if you are ready to venture out of your comfort zone and that pond that you've been swimming in, and you want to overcome your fear of public speaking, then listen up. This is your opportunity to take action and develop the strong muscle of effective and confident communication. Learn to step into your authentic power and speak your truth. The Speak and Transform program is a 32-day journey, joined together with a worldwide community that works on helping you learn to leave your audience wanting more. It helps you develop the skill set, techniques, and engagement strategies so that you can evolve into an unforgettable speaker. I've combined all my secrets into a 32-day program coupled with powerful personal development exercises for you to not only speak, but completely transform your life. It comes with a lifetime membership, and you can join me for a monthly live where I answer your questions. Remember, your voice has the power to change the world. To get started, watch the free masterclass I've created for you. Click the Speak and Transform link in the show notes below to get access. Thanks for your attention, and let's get back to this amazing podcast episode.
You know, my heart goes out to anyone who is in a really, really shit environment that is with another person that doesn't have the self-awareness or self-love within themselves, or just has a lot of hurt within themselves. And I mean, that's all they know. They've been through their own adversity and their own childhood abuse and trauma, and somehow they ended up with you, and now you're having to cop all this shit, and you're having to cop these negative remarks, and they're bringing you down, they're putting you down all the time. They don't have a level of empathy or compassion, or even a level of being able to understand or put themselves in your shoes so they can appreciate how you really feel when they speak to you in a specific way, or when they treat you a specific way. They don't have that level of awareness or love within themselves. And so my heart goes out to you. But again, don't sit there in despair and be harsh on yourself, you know, because you can do that and you can go, oh, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb. Why did I get myself into this relationship for? Why did I put myself into this place? You know, if only I'd known better. Well, now you're starting to know better. You know, you can sit there and complain and wish that things were different and wish that maybe you didn't make those choices 20 years ago or 15 years ago or 10 years ago, but you did, because that's what you thought was right back then, right? You can look back at some of your relationships or the relationship that you're in right now and say, what did I really see in this person 20 years ago? Why did I make this choice to stay with them? What the hell? Like, I saw the signs 20 years ago. I saw how they were treating me 10 years ago. Why have I chosen to stay? Why didn't I have the courage to leave? What am I doing? Influences from the family, comparing yourself to people around you in other relationships. Oh, there's shame if you get a divorce. You know, people are going to judge you and look at you differently. You know, raising a family. We want the picket fence and the dream, right? And you want to, you know, raise your children with two parents versus, you know, one. I'm just saying, man, I'm just helping you become aware. This is the old way of thinking, the old mindset. And it's important for you to become aware that it's okay that you put yourself through these experiences. Everything, and I know people like to say everything doesn't happen for a reason, and that's fine, but I believe that when everything does happen, you can give it a reason. Okay, when everything does happen, you can give it a reason. Now it's your job to find the meaning in the past, change the meaning. Okay, and that's how I talk about you being able to change your past, because you can change the meaning of why it happened. Okay, and why it happened was for you to eventually get to this point in your life. You know, this is a really big moment for you. Like, this is a moment of transcendence. This is a moment of transformation. This is a moment where, you know, the rest of your life is going to be the best of your life, because you chose to listen to the Luke Mind Power podcast. Like, this is a huge, huge moment for you. And I'm so happy that you're here with me, because I like hanging out with you. But I'm just so excited for you, because I know that you're becoming aware of the things that you've been tolerating and just the decisions that you made in the past that maybe weren't the best decisions. And it's taken you quite some time to get to this point. But in order for you to get to this point to listen to the Luke Mind Power podcast, you had to go through all that shit to get to this point. Because the truth is, what a shame it would be if we weren't connected. What a shame it would be if I couldn't speak to you and you couldn't listen to this podcast. That would mean that you'd obviously on a different vibration of your life, different frequency. So then we wouldn't be connected if you hadn't gone through all these experiences. So what a blessing it is that we are connected right now, that you had to go through all these experiences to get to this point in your life today for you to tune into the Luke Mind Power podcast and go, wow, that's why I had to go through all this shit, because I had to listen to this episode so that I could step up, stand up, wake up to my greatness and stop letting fear control me, stop letting my negative programming control me, stop letting my overthinking control me, stop letting my self-doubt make me think that I'm inadequate, I'm not capable, I'm not enough, it's all a load of bullshit. Okay. And you saying, well, now I'm going to start making the right decisions for me, not for other people, for what serves me, what brings me peace, so that I can live my dreams, not my fears, because I don't know how long I have. And I think if there's anything we need more in today's world, is we need leaders. We need more people standing up for themselves, speaking their truth, doing what's right for them, being the role model, being authentic, not doing what's right for other people, being the leader, being that person that shows other people what's possible when you learn to love yourself? What's possible when you go away from negativity and you create your own environment that's positive, that's empowering? Because you have this magnetic energy and people feel that. But you got to work on yourself. You got to take the time to nurture yourself. You got to take the time to believe in yourself. And it's very difficult for you to do that when you continue to live in an environment that's disempowering, in a relationship that's toxic. And so it takes a little bit of time for you to get to that point in your life where you realize that I have had to go through all these experiences in my life because I had to get to episode number 160 of the Luke Mind Power podcast for me to wake up to my greatness. And today is a great day. So if you're tuning in today, well done. Congratulations on getting here, because you could have easily given up on your life. You could have necked yourself. You could have killed yourself. You could have swallowed 50 pills and said, fuck this. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm done. But you chose to be resilient. Somehow you made it. Somehow you pushed through. Somehow you keep showing up and you made it to today. That's extraordinary. You are extraordinary. You are phenomenal. You are powerful. You are brilliant. You are intelligent. You are beautiful. And you are so enough. And I feel so blessed to be connected with you. So in moving forward, how we take our power back is by really honoring who we truly are. And one of the areas that we suffer with a lot of the time is not accepting ourselves, our physical appearance, or even just the life that we've created so far. You know, we can neglect ourselves because we're unhappy with what has been achieved. But accepting yourself, when I think about accepting ourselves, a lot of the times it does lean towards your physical appearance. And we have, again, lost control of the way that we think because we have been conditioned and programmed, and the media and social media and the world and magazines have made us believe a specific way and made us think a specific way as to how we should look. So if you don't look a specific way, if you're a bigger person, if you're a skinnier person, a leaner person, if you're not as voluptuous or curvy or whatever, you're inadequate. You're not good enough. You're different. And you get called out on it. So you get called names and you get pushed around and you get bullied and people don't include you in their groups or their conversations, or you feel it, don't you? And so after going through many experiences like that, you then come to the conclusion that you're not enough. You then start to hide yourself and wear specific type of clothing so that you can fit in with other people, and you try to fit in. And that's really what we're constantly trying to do. If you were neglected or rejected when you were a child, really, when we're younger, because we just don't have that level of awareness, what we really want is acceptance. What we really want is to fit in. We really want to be lifted up by the tribe that we are in. And I'm sorry that that did not happen for you. But I also feel that it didn't happen for me. And so I was always trying to fit in, always trying to find my way. And this is one of the most extraordinary journeys that you can go on, is to learn to just accept yourself, just the way that you are. Again, thinking makes it so. You think that you are good enough, you are good enough. If you think you're not, you are not. But where does the thinking come from? Where does it come from? from TV, from your family, from your friends? How did your mind get programmed the way that it has been? Ask yourself the question, where did it come from? Where did those thoughts come from? I want you to think about you being born. Let me give you an example. You've been born into this world, and guess what? Somehow, this human evolution, you're able to raise yourself as a baby. Somehow, you're just able to raise yourself. You find some freaking bottles with milk on the side, and you drink them, and 20 years later, you grow up. Whatever. It's a shit example, but I'm just trying to help you process this. And there's no one else out here on this earth. You're the only person. You're born. Somehow you landed here from bloody Mars or whatever, off the moon. And there's no one else here. You're the only person here on earth. So since you're the only person, how would your mind have been programmed? Because there's no media, there's no TV, there's no social media, there's nothing. There's no information to have programmed your mind in a specific way, to think a specific way as to whether or not you're enough, whether or not you're inadequate, whether or not you're good enough. So you would be this 20-year-old person walking around on this planet, just walking around. There would be no thoughts of, geez, what would you be comparing yourself to? A fucking rock? Like, a tree? If there was a tree, would you be looking at the tree going, oh, geez, I don't look like that. That's weird. What would you be comparing yourself to if there was nothing? If you were born into this world and there was nothing? So think about that. Because the only reason why we compare ourselves is because of how we've been conditioned, how we have our mind, this powerful, powerful organ. It's not an organ, but it's a construct, it's a thing that we have within our membrane, whatever you call it, in our head, that if you make an impression on it, you can program it, you can condition it to how you want it to think and be. So now you know that if there was nothing, you wouldn't be thinking anything. You would just be yourself. You would just be walking around on this freaking planet that has nothing, and you would be thinking the way that you want to think, right? You could bring up a thought and say, well, you know, I'm a freaking superstar. Okay, awesome. I'm a superstar. So that's the power of your mental ability, that you can choose to be defined by what the world wants you to think, or you can choose to be defined by you and yourself and what you want to think. So make a decision, ladies and gentlemen. How do you want to think about yourself? How do you want to show up? What kind of control do you want to have over your own life? Because this is what it is about. It's about you being in control of your life. Do you want to be in control of your life, or do you want the world to control you? Up to you. You choose. What are you using social media for? What are you using the TV for? What are you using publications for? Because you're interested in reading something that inspires you? Cool. Interested in reading a book because you like reading? Awesome. Be conscious of how it affects the way that you think about yourself. Because you'll lose every single time when you look at other people and then you judge yourself, because you're not like that, because you don't have that, because they have things that you don't have. How do you know they're even happy? You're not in their body. What, because they smile and they look happy? Does that mean that someone's happy? Bullshit, it doesn't. Doesn't mean that someone's happy just because they freaking smile. If you could feel and be inside someone's body when they're smiling, I bet you would find that they're unhappy. No one knows, but we think we know. That's what everybody's doing all the time. We are walking around making assumptions, thinking that we know how other people feel, thinking that we know what other people are thinking about us, and we don't even know. That is a waste of energy. Your thoughts are energy, and we waste a lot of it. And there you are, walking around, living in fear, thinking about what other people are thinking of you. So you don't believe in yourself. You don't live your dreams. You don't stand up for yourself. You don't do what's right for you because you're scared in your own head. That's the whole purpose of, you know, becoming aware of how your mind is being programmed every day. Because if you allow everything from the external world to program you a specific way, it's going to be negative. And when you're living in a negative mindset, you have a negative life. If you think about negative shit, you're going to be more attracted to negative shit. You're going to attract more negative shit into your life, and your life is pretty much going to be negative all the time. What you focus on expands. What you focus on expands. Okay. And so the more that you can focus yourself on your future, your vision, what you want to accomplish today, being grateful, knowing that you can change, knowing that you can forgive yourself, knowing that, hey, now that I know better, I can do better. Now that I'm listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast, I can do better. Because I don't have to stay the same. I don't have to be the same version of myself for the rest of my life. I'm allowed to change. I'm allowed to know better. I'm allowed to invest in myself. I'm allowed to do some self-inquiry so that I can figure out why I am the way that I am, but I don't need to stay the way that I am. This is the beautiful thing that you have, this life, this gift. How are you going to use this gift? Thinking that you can't change, thinking that you're not good enough, thinking that it's their fault that I'm screwed up is not going to get you any change, is not going to help you become a better version of yourself, is not going to help you grow. So when are you going to stand up for yourself and say, okay, I'm not going to tolerate this shit anymore. My time has come. And for one person, maybe two, maybe three, that's listening to this episode, congratulations. I hope that this is you. And I know that it is, that you had to go through everything that you went through in your life to get to this day today, because you're about to stand up for yourself. You're about to speak your truth. You're about to own your shit. You're about to program your mind in the right way so that you can think the way that you want to think. You're about to move towards your dreams. You're about to believe in yourself more. And you're about to stop allowing yourself to be surrounded by anything that disturbs your peace. So congratulations for making it this far and for getting to this day where from today onwards, you're going to make sure that you are in control and that the rest of your life is going to be the best of your life. Because now that you know better, you're going to freaking do better. And I have no doubt in my mind that you are going to do exactly that. And I'm so excited for you. I know that you are more than capable. I know that deep down, you know that you're more than capable. Deep down, you actually feel it. You actually feel it. You know that you actually, you know that the mind makes you doubt yourself, but internally, your heart, you're extraordinary. You've got so much power, intelligence. It's ridiculous. And you feel it and you know it. And that's why I always say, open your heart. Open your heart. Love yourself. Believe in yourself. Because it's not about what anybody else wants you to do. It's about what you want to do. You'll never lose the right people.
Hey, podcasters, a quick public service announcement. One thing I've learned is that the biggest investment that you can make in your life is in your own personal development and healing. To this day, I'm still doing programs and therapy myself. I also have a coach. So just to let you know that if you're tuning in and wondering what's available to you through the Luke Mind Power Experience, well, I want to introduce you to our signature 20-week Superpower Mastermind Program. It's available for men and women in two separate communities. Overcome negative thoughts, say bye-bye to self-doubt and overthinking, unlearn beliefs and subconscious programming that you didn't even know were controlling your life, and most importantly, learn to build unbreakable self-love and superpowered confidence. I believe that self-love is the secret to success, and that's the core ingredient that we practice throughout this journey. The program is designed to help you heal from your past pain and trauma. Thousands of our clients are getting results like coming off prescription medication for anxiety and depression, healing from PTSD, overcoming anxiety and depression, and healing your codependency. Many of our clients then move on to become coaches themselves as well. Change starts the moment you say yes. For those of you who wonder what my qualifications are, no, I'm not a psychologist and I don't have a university degree. I'm self-educated and I've developed this from my own personal life experiences of never feeling good enough, living in fear, feeling neglected and abandoned as a child, having low self-esteem, going through rejections in relationships, and a lot of bullying and name-calling. I felt insecure in my body and never had my own back, and I always was afraid to stand up for myself. I never believed I could be happy alone and always felt I needed to be in a relationship to feel enough. That also made me settle for less just because it was available. I soon realized that nothing external was going to make me happy, so I decided to learn to love myself. If this sounds like something that you would be interested in learning more about and you are ready to live your dreams and not your fears, and most importantly, become the best version of yourself, then do yourself a massive favor and click the Superpower Mastermind link in the show notes below and get connected to one of our success specialists so that we can see if and how we could possibly help you. We look forward to hearing from you. Okay, let's get back to the podcast.
The right people will love you as you are, will communicate to you, will understand you the way that you are, may counter you at times, but they'll keep loving you because they're the right people. You'll never lose the right people in your life. They'll challenge you, but they'll keep loving you. You'll never lose the right people. Heal from knowing that you don't need to be dependent on anything outside of yourself for you to feel enough, for you to feel happy with yourself. Know that the right people will be attracted to you. Know that if you're on this journey of development and growth and change, that it is a bit lonely at the beginning. And you think, well, how am I going to find these people? Where are they going to come from? Remember that what you focus on expands. And you will attract the right people eventually into your life. So don't quit, don't give up just because you feel impatient. Remember, don't settle for less just because it's available, and don't settle for less just because you're too impatient to wait for better. You deserve better. You're becoming better. So you're going to attract better. You want a healthier relationship? Become a better version of yourself. When you become a better version of yourself, you grow confidence, you grow self-worth, you know your worth, you don't tolerate bullshit. When you see bullshit, you can see it from a mile away. But because you've grown from this old version, old, insecure, not as aware version of yourself, not as confident version of yourself, you don't tolerate bullshit anymore. You see it from a mile away and you say, no, thank you. And you let them go and you keep growing. But when you keep saying things like, I'm sensitive, that's why I keep attracting these toxic people into my life, I'm going to just call you out on stopping using these bullshit excuses, okay? Do some self-inquiry. Do some work on yourself, okay? Know that I too have been there, and I too get triggered, and I too feel anxious sometimes, and I too go through depressive experiences, and I too have these experiences where I get triggered and then I know that I have to do something about it. And I never used to do anything about these triggers, these emotions, these feelings. Oh my God, my hands are shaking and my heart is increasing. My face is blushing and I feel like I can't even think. My mind is overthinking. It's becoming hyperactive. I can't even concentrate on the environment that I'm in because I've been triggered. So what do I do? Do I run away or do I face it? Do I face that uncomfortable conversation? Do I face that person or do I run? I'm tired of running. I'm tired of shrinking myself. And I know that you're getting to that point too. I know that you're tired of it. I know that you know that your soul, your intuition is like yearning for you to speak your truth. It's like screaming at you every day. And every time you get triggered, it screams at you even louder. That's why you start shaking. That's why your heart rate increases, because your soul is like, fucking talk. Say it. Show up for yourself. Show up for me. Show up for us. Stop shrinking yourself for other people's satisfaction, so other people can keep being in control of your life. But we don't, because we think that we are not good enough. We think that we can't do it. The fear, the feeling of fear takes over our body, and so we run. And I'm only here because I stopped running, guys, because I got tired of this shit. And if you want to judge me, hate on me, not understand me, I don't give a shit, man. If you get triggered by this episode and you think that I'm an idiot, don't listen to it anymore. If you're my family and you don't like what I talk about and you think that I'm arrogant, that's fine. But I will not change for anyone. I will not lower my voice. I will not stop using colorful language. I will continue to do exactly what I believe in, what I think is right for me. As I evolve, I learn. As I evolve, I keep changing. You're not here to live a life where you have to conform to what other people want you to be and think and believe. How boring. Hey, you are you, I am me, but what I think is right for you is better for you than what you think is better for you, because I'm the one that's not living in your body, so I have a right to tell you how you need to live. Listen to how ridiculous that sounds. Listen to it. Somebody else who is not in your body is controlling how you live your life. Bullshit. What a load of crap. Absolute rubbish. Work on yourself. Research yourself. Write about yourself. Read that writing about yourself. Confront the people that you need to talk to. If you can, speak it out. Liberate yourself. The more that you do this, the more you will be free. The truth will set you free. If you can't do that, get a coach, get a therapist, have somebody that you can connect with. Surround yourself with a community or join our Facebook community, The Dream Chasers. The link will be in the show notes below. Because your environment is potentially what can save your life. But we go back to the start of the episode, what I was talking about, your choices and decisions. What kind of choices and decisions are you going to make today that are going to help you to heal? For me, it was letting go of all my friends. It was moving away from my family. because I needed time for me, because I wanted to program my own mind. I didn't want to be influenced by my family, by my friends. I just changed completely. We feel guilty for doing what's right for us. And so I used to say, speak your truth, even if you feel guilty for doing so. Now I say, speak your truth. When you feel guilty, no, you won't feel guilty. But the truth is you will. And so it's okay. The guilt is always going to be there because you're not used to doing what's right for you. You're not used to speaking your truth. So do it anyway. And the more that you do it, the more that you'll let go of that guilt. And sometimes it's there. But again, always come back to loving yourself more. Loving yourself first. Taking care of you first. Because you're the most important person in your life. And when you make you strong, that strength will then spill over to everyone around you. And that way, you will know within yourself, because it's a feeling, it's a vibe. You feel it within yourself. I am honoring my authenticity. I'm accepting myself for who I am. And now I'm moving in the right direction, because that's the bigger truth of why we are not in alignment with our destiny, with our purpose, with why we're here, is basically because we are not authentic, is we're not living our truth, not speaking our truth, not doing what's exactly right for us. We're being programmed by all these people in our life, and it's made a really massive impression on the way that we think. So letting go of religion, letting go, again, remember, this is no judgment on religion, but for me, it was just like, it was a box, and I had to free myself from anything that I had been raised in that made me think a specific way about myself. So now I basically just come from a place of love and acceptance. You know, my job is to unify the world, not to divide it. You know, my job is not to put you in a box and say, hey guys, this is the right way to live. Do it like this. My job is to tell you, find your way. Write your own Bible, write your own Quran, write your own Bhagavad Gita, write your own book. Listen to your spirit, your truth within yourself. How are you going to navigate your way in this lifetime to make a positive impression on the earth, to make a positive impact? Because again, remember, it always comes back to, well, why should I live a positive life versus a negative life? Well, how do you feel? How does it make you feel when you do positive things and you live a positive life and you make a positive impact on the world and you help people in a positive way? Does it make you feel fulfilled? Does it make you feel great? Fuck yeah. If I'm out there hurting people, causing conflict, projecting negativity into other people, is that a good vibe? Maybe for some people it is, but deep down, they bet you they're feeling fucking shit. And I think about myself when I was insecure, when I was not as conscious as I am today, when I didn't have any self-love. And I remember projecting some pain and some negativity on some friends in the past. And I thought about it now and I forgave myself and I went and forgave them. I went and said sorry to them and I apologized to them for the way that I treated them, because I thought about what I did and how I was feeling at the time. And I was very insecure. Plus, I was high on drugs as well. So I wasn't happy within myself. So I was basically projecting my own insecurities onto them. So the evidence is clear, man. If you focus on living, if you focus on being negative and having a negative mindset, you'll never have never have positive results in your life. So you have to fight back and you have to have patience in the process. Trust the process. Don't give up. You've come a long way. You've come so far. And all you need to do is just keep putting one foot in front of the other and have faith that it's all going to work out. And I know it's going to work out for you. So keep showing up. Keep loving yourself. Keep believing in yourself. Keep surrounding yourself with more love. Keep reaching out to the people that you do feel connected to. When you need to talk or when you need to open up or when you need to share that you're struggling or you're overwhelmed or you're stressed, share it. Don't suffer in silence. We're here to love you. We're here to support you. We're here to encourage you. If you want to join a positive community, join the Dream Chasers, which is our Facebook community. The link is in the description below, in the show notes. And I've talked about the environment, which you can think about is the trees and the mountains and all that shit, but it's what you surround yourself with. And what you surround yourself with is what you become. So you can choose to say, well, I'm going to surround myself with nothing, no one. I'm just going to surround myself with me. And there are so many people out there that are afraid to be alone, that are afraid to spend time with themselves. And I want to leave you with this. In 2018, when I started doing the mirror work, when I was doing this speaking program, Speak and Inspire, one of the exercises was called the mirror work. And it was having to speak to myself in the mirror. And I had to say 7 things that I'm proud of, 7 things that I forgive myself for, and 7 things that I'm committed to. And when I looked at myself in the mirror, and I couldn't, and I got uncomfortable, and it felt uncomfortable for the first time in my life, consciously. You know, I'd done it freaking how many times? Doing my hair, looking at myself in the mirror, getting dressed, you know, looking at yourself all the time, but never actually making that connection, because you're always looking at your jeans or whatever, because you're going out and shit, or in the morning when you're brushing your teeth or shaving, whatever. But this was like intentionally speaking to yourself and looking at yourself deep in your own eyes. And then at that point, that was the breakthrough right there, because I realized that I was afraid of myself. I was not comfortable with looking at myself. And so there was the fight. You know, that was the fight of realizing that the world had programmed me to not love myself, to not accept myself for who I am. The world did that. The environment did that. My family, the cultural conditioning, the every experience that I'd been through, the people that I'd been surrounded by, everything had made me think and not made me feel comfortable within my own skin. And that hurt. And so that became a big driver for me to say, fuck you, man. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to make it a fucking mission for me to come home to myself. For me to show up for me. And for me to not let anyone from outside of myself control me ever again. Yeah. There's a lot of emotion there. So people will always judge what they don't understand. And it's only when you're communicating, whether you want to communicate or whether you want to hold it inside, it's up to you. But your voice has the power to change the world. And if you continue to let the world control you, and for you to be silenced, you'll continue to live in fear and doubt. And you'll live a shit life. For real. Guys, damn, I didn't know I was going to get that emotional at the end there. I appreciate you. Never fucking give up, man. Never fucking give up. Don't let anyone stop you from doing what's right for you, speaking your truth. And let's keep showing up in 2022 and making sure that the next 3 months is fucking powerful so that we can get a head start on 2023. Because there's still a few bit of time. And if you have been procrastinating, or you're not being consistent, or you've been feeling like you're not good enough or you can't do it, now's the time to step up. Because there's still time, and you can really get a mad head start on 2023 by showing up and staying consistent, getting a good routine, taking care of your body, getting some good sleeping every night, drinking more water, practicing gratitude more, writing down your goals every single day, exercising every single day. And before you know it, you're feeling a lot more better. You got a lot more energy and you can invest a lot more time and attention into your own growth and success. And then start 2023 with a bang. I love you guys. Never give up on your dreams and I'll see you soon. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive and I appreciate you. Never give up on your dreams. You are more powerful than you can ever imagine. That risk you're afraid to take will change your life. So do it. You can thank me later. To all my Apple and Spotify listeners, take a moment and send me back some positive energy and love by leaving me a 5-star rating and a review. Remember, what you put out comes back. Before you go, I'd love to invite you into our amazing, positive, and loving Facebook community, The Dream Chasers. Remember, with whom you surround yourself with is whom you become. So join us. The link is in the show notes. If you're interested in learning more about our coaching programs or have me speak at your next event or even have me on your podcast, please visit our website, lukemindpower.com. Always love yourself and remember that when you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are.